Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Sounds like a giant wave in my ear here. I just thought I would chat a little bit before we get going. How's everyone doing?
Doing very well.
Good.
Good.
All right. The noise is a little better. It's a little stronger. Does everybody else hear that background noise?
Yes.
Okay, it might be somebody driving or something.
Oh, I'm mute.
Yeah. Oh, there.
I'm muting. Sorry. Muting.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. So I just thought I would check in. I think we're starting in a little while, but a very short while, but I thought I would just say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We have the grid built. Yes, hello. We have the grid built, and it's going to get stronger through the call because we'll be loading in more energy for that. And, of course, quite a bit came in the last couple of days for it. So let's see. What else can I chat about before the hour? Let's see. Does anybody have any questions? About the program.
I have a question.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Please mute yourself.
That's my home number. You can also reach me on my cell, 781-308-8730.
Does anybody have a question?
I was wondering, you talked in one of the...
Okay, wait a second. Let me...
So they did
leave
the message with
else.
The window of the time frame, and but
Tell
they
me,
never
who's
called
asking
or
a question
them
for me?
We tried contacting them after
Start
the Start
meeting people. Hello?
So I'm just frustrated because I took half a day off to be here and no one showed up.
Okay, I need somebody to mute themselves.
Mm-hmm. Maybe for now you can mute us all, and if you have a question, we can do star two.
There you go. Let's do that. Because I know someone had a question about the program. I'd rather answer that now. So star two, and then we'll find you. There's a hand up. Hey there. Did you have a question about the program?
Hello?
Hi. Did you have a question about the program?
No, I put it on before you said that specifically, and I don't know how to take it off again.
Oh, I think it's star two again. But is it a personal question you have?
Yes. So I'll leave that until later.
Okay, good. We'll do that then. All right. So here's another one. 661. We're going to open you. Hello. Did you have a question?
Yeah, it's Megan.
Hey, Megan.
I was listening to one of the recorded MP3s, and you talked about the team changing. And I know you talk about the team as being our guides or whatever energy is putting in, being put in. And I wonder if you could explain that a little bit more.
Okay, so when we go through, so there's several reasons. Okay, so that's a big question, but I'm very happy to explain it. So a team is the energy around you that assists you. Now, that can be anything in nature. That can be what people call guides. That can be masters. That can be many, many, many things. Now, when you upgrade, that team almost always has to shift.
Okay.
Does that make
it's
sense?
It's sort of sad sometimes. Yeah, it does.
Okay, so now, what did you say? So, something happens sometimes?
Oh, no, I just felt a little sad because that happened on our call, and it's like
I knew you had a question you hadn't answered yet. Okay. All right. All right. Every day I wake up, when is Megan going to send me that question? Okay. All right. So let's touch that up for you now. So let's not dismiss anything that's right for you to have. And so did that happen? I don't think so. I think that was like a fear of losing it. So let's just go ahead and look at everything that got upgraded. And then we'll go through that part that kind of felt a little disenfranchised and uncomfortable in that new spot. Because, you know, sometimes growth can be uncomfortable, but in your field of light around you, that should be you, because that is you.
That's true.
To feel like
yeah.
home. And if it doesn't feel like home, yeah. there's something else that has to be addressed. So let's go ahead and
okay.
make the field of energy around you and everyone on the call feel like home. And I mean the good home, the best
yeah,
home.
No, I get it. Yeah.
You know, all of that. And because home is sometimes a trigger word for people, but we'll just get
yeah.
that be there for you. Yeah, were you, was I talking to you about the invasion of the body snatchers? That came up this week with someone I was talking to. And it was like a sense that the infinite potential might be harming or taking over or something. And that is not the case. So if that is the case, then we go ahead and we shift what's going on and we dismiss, because everything must be in alignment. In a world with free content, with a lot of free content and with a lot of available information out there, people often connect to things that aren't quite in their alignment. And so we just realign and we just get back into your particular alignment. What is right for you? What is not right for you? And we let that go. And I think it's a little individual for many, many people. Although some people kind of swim in a certain pod, they came in with a certain group and they have similar energy signatures. And that would be similar. But it doesn't mean every single thing within each one of those individuals is the same. It just means that they have some consciousness in common. Does that make sense? He probably muted you. unmute Megan.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yes.
Did you say yes? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Another time. Okay. So good. How are you feeling?
Great. Very
good. Okay. Good.
I'm home.
I knew
yeah.
there was something I needed to shift before the call began. All right, everyone. So thank you. And we'll go ahead and go into our content of the call. So everyone take a deep breath. Okay. All right. So we're going to strengthen everyone to their infinite potential. And what is that? That is who you are in your alignment to your divine, unique potential. And the reason I began with grid work many years ago is because I did feel a lot of people connected to things that they were out of resonance with. And they would do it to explore, which is fine, or they would do it with that for other reasons. But sometimes that causes a lot of confusion. And I think it's important to know where your alignment truly is, where that home feeling is. Now, there's a difference between feeling the uncomfortableness of an upgrade and being connected to limitations, belief systems, old family patterns, or things within the universal multiverse field that distract you from your true core and your true empowerment. My job is to assist everyone in being empowered to their own creator self, their own ability to make amazing things happen. And that's what we're going to be working on for the call and the next few days. All right. So another thing I'd like to bring in or discuss first is colors. Sometimes I'll bring in colors, frequencies, vibrations, and sometimes they're kind of invisible. Sometimes I describe them. And as they come in, those are opportunities to shift, and sometimes they're the integration of an aspect of you that is outside of yourself. When you have pieces of your soul outside of yourself, or a piece of your infinite intelligence outside of yourself, we're not able to function as the masterful beings that we are. And so we integrate and we bring those in. And that usually makes us feel more and more at home and at one with ourselves. Okay. We also use things like timelines, parallel universes, morphic fields, energies to transcend the consciousness where we are. Those are part of how we shift. Now, right now, the collective is, you know, collective is almost always something I disconnect people from because it's often very, it usually slows and limits people, but it can be used to your advantage in some ways, and that is in cycles where people are going through big stages of growth, like the Renaissance, when a whole lot of amazing things happen. In our time right now, there's an opportunity for a lot of shifting. Now, it doesn't mean that this wasn't available 30 years ago or 50 years ago or 1,000 years ago, because it was. It's available now. It's just happening with more people quicker, and our definition of it and how we define it is shifting. Now, I use the word shift instead of healing for one important reason. That is, shifting is quick and immediate. Healing, we almost always have old concepts of that it takes a long time, you need an expert advisor to come in, all of these things. And shifting doesn't have to be that way. And so if we put in a different concept instead of healing, we're able to make things happen a little quicker sometimes. And that's part of, and if we upgrade our system to accept a shift faster, things happen faster. And we're not, you know, and healing sort of is almost a disempowered concept for so many people collectively that it often shows up that way in our body. So what we want to do is have that quick switch, that quick ability just to let that go. All right, so I'm going to go through more information about this, but I'm going to do that in our process. So as we connect everyone to the infinite potential of themselves, just take a deep breath. I want whatever situation you want to transcend in the moment, some of you are here because a career, remaking their lives, relationships, and some people are here for they want to improve their body function and fitness and their ability to get things done. So go ahead and connect strongly to the infinite potential. And you can bring in, and I want you to do this now, how that feels should you have what you want. And this is what you can use. You can see, we're going to create a morphic field of this, but you can use something from a timeline. You can go back to how you felt as a young person, all full of promise, getting ready to tackle that first amazing thing that happened and the world was right in front of you. And as we get older, collectively, there are messages like, you're supposed to slow down. You're not supposed to be in a career spurt, you know, all of that. So let's let all of that go and get the feeling that you had at your most successful, at your most wise. Get that feeling. Okay. So if those using other timelines, you can go to that time you felt it. And those using parallel universes, we can all just sort of make up what that feels like. If your life was different, if you lived in another world, time and space, how healthy would you be? And make it really good. And how would you look? And how would you feel about money and that and the ease around money? And validation? And your wisdom, all of these things. So I want you to get a really strong energetic signature of that. Visually for me, I see it above your head, but you can also see it right in your heart if you can hold it there. And we're going to go to the infinite, and we're going to download all the supportive energies that help you shift. It can be something from unconditional love. It could be who you are in another dimension. It could be any of these things. And it's forming. So let's delete any limitation to be able to get that feeling. And some of that comes from our families, the limitation of who other people were. We don't feel like we can jump out of the limitations other people have. It's often very difficult to be the one person in the group who succeeded. It's, you know, sometimes out of loyalty, we want to go back or we want to give it away or we feel really guilty. I think I've spoken before about how I, the first few times I started making a lot more money than people around me, I was, you know, I was in my 20s, how uncomfortable that was. And I would end up loaning it to loans that would never, of course, have any intention of getting repaid. And I would just end up doing all kinds of things to try to equalize that very uncomfortable feeling I had about it. And so for anybody that has that, let's go ahead and just allow that to leave your body now. And we can go into the family. You know, the family that holds itself in limitation often feels quite bonded. We bond in limitation oftentimes. Not our most advanced way to bond, but it happens. So big political movements happen out of people's shared paranoia or their shared need to shift in the world as a group. And that's good in some ways. But we also have to transcend that moment and go into that place where everything has moved, has shifted. That constant battle can kind of wear everybody down and seep deeper into the identity. So anywhere your identity is wrapped around other people's or a group's concept of who you can be and how far you can go, let's go ahead and delete that. Complete it and delete it. Just let it go. Take a deep breath. All right. So I'm bringing in an energy that I introduced on the Facebook page a few weeks ago. I call it the Phoenix Light because I like fun names for things. And we're just going to allow that to come in to your picture, to that vibration of who you are. It comes in, and it's with all of these concepts, that vibration, that who you are when your body worked really well, and how you can, how you would feel if your body worked really well, how you feel if you broke that glass ceiling, how you feel when everything is working. And when I'm talking about feeling, I'm talking about the intelligent feeling, more than the emotion. So I'm just getting deep within each one. And we're almost ready. I think some people are just kind of gathering their energy here on the call. I'm just kind of hoping everyone can kind of get to this place. So here comes some more energy to assist. And we're going to bring unconditional love in. And I call this lots of energy that comes from. I sort of think of it as a Christos energy. Just let that come in and be with everyone. It comes to me in infinity wave. Allow that to join. And with the Christos energy also comes what people often call our crystalline body or our crystalline ideas, or how we're moving from carbon to crystalline, or however that's working. I have a friend who's just finished medical school, and she said, that's actually true. And it's an interesting concept. But so just let all of that energy come in. Just come in. And now we're going to let it come into our bodies, all the way grounding into our bodies. Now, I need you to also be grounded. So if you're feeling a little out of body, I'd like you to rub your hand on your tailbone. And let's go ahead and get everybody centered deeply into themselves. There is a beautiful field around the earth that most of us do not know how to tap into anymore, but I've been working with it. And in this field, it's sort of beyond the concept of good and bad and right and wrong, but it's also very playful and beautiful and accepting. And I want that accepting, loving, I'm going to call it like the Garden of Eden kind of energy, that energy of before we all started shaming and blaming each other. Just kind of get into that feeling. Let it rise from the earth and surround you. Okay, good. That helped. All right. And so the energy from that we were talking about before, that we're moving into the body, doing this call to assist everybody in what we have done in other calls. So you can do it yourself. You can own it. I'm going to bring in the Phoenix Light through all the body and all your concepts. And each one will be a little different. Each one has a different connection. So that part of your identity, of your true self, is also deeply, deeply within this. And it comes in. There you go. So allow that to be in the heart, in the head, all over your body, and in your core. Now, as it runs down your core, this is an intelligent energy because this is your upgraded version of yourself, and it knows where it can go and where you're still working. So as this intelligent energy runs through you, it completely responds to your free will, and your free will can also gives you a right to slow down, to stop, or to progress. That's what free will is about, and this energy is you, so it will listen to your free will. And as it comes in, it'll go through the whole core of your body. Just let it go. And where it doesn't go, there's more work to do. And so this goes through the nervous system. You've heard me talk before about we strengthen the core, and which is including the nervous system, and we go out through the nerves and we come back through the nerves. That whole perception, that whole intelligence that keeps our body running. This energy not only goes on the outside of the whole physical structure, it goes through the inside. It's not just working, it's working from the quantum up through the structure and down again. And so when you hear me say up from the quantum particles to the structure and down again, that is actually the remaking of your body. That is this energy moving through the body to upgrade it. This is what an upgrade is, and to assist you to let go of the patterns deeply within the body, because we hold these things, the limitations within the body. When the limitations to money go, the body works better. And why is that? Because if you do it within the harmonious system in alignment, when you do it that way, the body must respond, because the body gets a sense of freedom from the limitation and the heavier, dense consciousness you are carrying in a certain place. The body likes light freedom. It wants to be able to do what it knows how to do. But it also responds to your free will, and it will shut down and it will start limiting itself if you're carrying a frequency from family, from friends, from the people around you that make you contract in such a way that you're not able to really express well. And so we're all together on Earth now, working with these energies, expanding, getting better at them, allowing this not only an entrainment or overlay to happen, but also an actual shift within the DNA. Those of you who are familiar with Dr. Lipton's work, it's all the biology of belief. And when we change our belief, we change our DNA. So what this does is free us of even more limitation. But if you think of it in terms of healing, that might slow you down because you have, we all have these thousands of years of ideas of what healing is supposed to look like. Okay, so let's go ahead, just like you would go into a clothing store and you take off one set of clothing and you add another. You've made a shift. You've moved from one morphic field to another. You've aligned yourself with a timeline that's more to your liking. You've allowed yourself to move into a parallel universe that suits you. All right, take a deep breath. Whatever the concept is that resonates with you, do that one. There we go. All right, so as the energy moves through the body, so those of you who are really used to this work and understand it in a deep way, I see it everywhere, from the quantum particles up through your structure. And those of you who are kind of like new to it or hesitant about it, allow any unnecessary hesitancy to go. And any part of yourself that resists your best next life, go ahead and let's love that part. Okay, keep loving. So many of us kind of grew up with the empowerment was outside of ourselves, but it isn't, it's within. So every time we ask a question, sometimes we disempower ourselves. Now that doesn't mean stop asking questions, but the answer, the ones that you can answer yourself, go ahead and answer yourself. And then also ask, what have I done to empower myself to my own answer, because I am ultimately my own answer. Okay, good. There's a lot of energy leaving with that. Asking questions, and I use this term weak a lot, is like disempowering. Now, that doesn't mean you can't ask questions, but just be aware that if you have the access to it, go ahead and go that route first, and then see if your question shifts. Sometimes people ask questions they have the answer to already, and they know it. They're just looking for reassurance, which is also fine, but look at the context with that you're doing it. And this is just I want you just to have an understanding of what makes you strong or empowered and what disempowers you. Now, it doesn't mean that we want to stay ignorant. That's not it at all. And it doesn't mean that I don't want you to ask questions that you need to. Please do ask questions you need to. But it's just I bring this forth so you can examine a little bit of habits that we get into. And I've been in this habit myself, so I do understand it. Take a deep breath. Confusion is in itself a way to feel disempowered. So for anyone who's feeling confusion, just go ahead and love these parts. Make the sanctuary in your heart that you've heard us do on other calls. Let the love be there. Anything that feels disempowered, confused, lost, let's go ahead and love those parts of ourselves and allow them to integrate back in. Let's do that now. And when I'm going silent, I'm whispering to your soul. When I go silent, I'm doing work and talking to you on a different level. And just go ahead and allow the energy to come into your heart. can be from earlier in your life. It can be from another timeline or dimension. It doesn't matter. Wherever it is, invite it back home, which is your body now. You can do it. Okay, I'm going to strengthen the energy of the light. So it's coming in stronger. And we're going to ask the light, the Phoenix light, to help you find a place in your body where you feel limited about debt or money. Just the word feels heavy. Just go ahead and find any places that you have within your body. And allow the energy to move over the structure of your body, finding where it got embedded within the tissue, within the muscles, within the nervous system. A lot of you have that in the throat. And some of you feel it in your gut, and it could be anywhere, but those are the two predominant things right now. And so we're going to start with the gut. So let's go into the belly. And I'm going to assist. And as much as you are able, allow the light to cover all the parts of your body within. It could be the reproductive system. It could be the digestive system. Some of you are feeling it in the kidneys from fear. So just go ahead and allow it to move. And as it moves through, it gently transmutes the energy and allows the density to leave and the new light of you to be reborn, to be remembered and identified. There's plenty of the light. There's an infinite amount. This energy works on automatic. You'll feel it working as much as you want for as long as you want. We're going to go to the throat. Some of you are also showing me your heart. And let's go ahead and allow the energy to move stronger. It's almost like, to me, this is my visual, you might have a different one, it's like honey sort of, you know, running down all the body, and then as it overlays it, it also goes within it, and it helps renew, revitalize, regenerate all the tension, can move out all the burdens you carry of other people. Sometimes if our family has a history of indebtedness, we sort of carry that along. Keep loving. Very good. Our debt is easily cared for. And we can turn it over to our higher self. We don't want our limited mind, the small mind that we have, in order to try to fix it. It'll just go make you a little crazy. So you always want to lift that up or turn it over to like the Phoenix light or your higher self, whatever feels right to you. So as it's going through the throat, okay, so we're going to be upgrading the thyroid, and we'll use a little bit of the energy of the endocrine things that I told everybody about. Let's get that to move through. We developed an endocrine grouping of energies in January. It's going to be released soon. So it's moving through your throat. I'll bring the energy in, connecting the thyroid, the hypothalamus, the nervous system, going through, and this is the evolution of these body systems. If you're going to have longevity, you want your body to keep upgrading. If you want to have money, you need your body to help support it. It's not really fun to have money without a strong body. Okay, so let that move through. And into the adrenals. They're so connected. And then we're going to move this through all the endocrine. It's not a mistake that chakras were developed based on the endocrine system, some of the major ones. And that's really some of the power that people see within that. Of course, I kind of go with the concept of everything in your body is a little mini chakra. Some have different purposes, and there's so many of them. I don't have a definite belief in one system over another, but I do believe the endocrine is really quite loaded with beautiful upgrades for everyone these days. And that's where a lot of it with that and in the brains, of course, that are going to evolve first with people collectively. Okay, big breath. Some thyroids are looking like they're clearing. Of course, we include the parathyroid and its relationship to the thyroid, all endocrine to the hypothalamus and back to the central nervous system. Allow that flow to move. If you have a sluggish thyroid, you'll be more hesitant as you speak, and you'll be more hesitant to ask for what you need. And if you have a sluggish metabolism or endocrine system, particularly the thyroid, money sometimes becomes more work than it needs to be. So let's just let some upgrades happen here. Quite a bit lifting out. And we're going to move to the vocal cords. That is going to continue to work for a while. And it will go as far as you want it to. And we'll move through the vocal cords to the harmonious voice of you, to the truth of you being expressed. Very nice. All right, we're going to bring in another level of the Phoenix Light. You'll feel it around your core. Very good. Very good. Now, the Phoenix Light is not so much about burning off the old, although it will. The emphasis is on the renewal of the new you. Your upgrade, your regeneration, your new DNA, your new everything. Your regeneration is really the best way to say it, free of limitations. Some of you are still feeling a bit of limitation, and some of that is for this reason. If you think of this light within, the truth of you, who you are in your magnificent being self, who you are as the most advanced creator that you have ever been. If you think of that, you're almost like in a cocoon of sorts with some of the limitations. Some of them I'm just going to melt and dissolve. And some of them you'll need to break out of. Some of them your wings are going to be hitting against the cocoon as a butterfly releases itself from a cocoon. And if people help you come out of that cocoon before you're actually ready, it doesn't work. Butterflies do need to have some desire to break out of their own cocoon. It makes them stronger. And so if you're feeling that kind of push-pull resistance here, just take a deep breath. And you can think of a phoenix bird or a butterfly, whatever you'd like, and just sort of see your wings expand and expand through all time, spaces, and dimensions to your magnificent self, your magnificent creator self. There you go. And some of that earth energy we were talking about earlier is also moving through everyone. I want to talk about resilience because some of the questions that I've been hearing are about resilience and what it's like if I do this, if I go this far, it's one step forward, two steps back. And I want you to feel that sense of resilience. And that's always earth energy that gives us that in the most grounded, manifested way. We can gain courage from light. But of course, light is in the earth energy as well. So let's go ahead and strengthen everyone to that we are resilient. And so let's go to all the time, spaces, and dimensions. You are not resilient. Or you observed other people not being able to bounce back, or it just seemed like forever before they got what they needed. And let's complete all of those cycles. And just say yes if you're ready to complete that cycle, silently to yourself, out loud, shout it, whatever you want. Yes, I'm ready to complete that cycle and let it delete, let it go, and let that expanded light move through you and push out. Okay. A few of you are really working on body things, and we can allow the right stem cells, the right light, the right anything that allows you to regenerate, to show up wherever it's needed. Let's do that now for you. Good. Seeing some of you place it all over your core, please do. Sprinkle it like fairy dust if you want. Just let it be where it needs to be for you. Each person would have their own individual signature of this. Allow that stem cell material, the crystalline stuff, just to move. Sometimes we've pulled it out of bone marrow and other times that we've done this. But just the most important thing is that it's yours. Your signature without limitation. And it's infinite potential for you, designed for you. Your soul, your journey, your unique self, your magnificent self. Everyone's feeling a lot more renewed. Going to bring in another boost here. So I'm going to clear everyone one more time. Any interference energy? A few of you are carrying that right now, so we're just going to move that out, and then we're going to update everybody. Widening our source connection. To come through. Now, if you haven't done your new Abundance Playground in the 3D, I would definitely do it today. It's just great timing energetically in the world. Just go ahead and do that today. Now, if you haven't, and it's okay if you just get the energy up from this call and go find a rock or a flower and plant it on a note. Just whatever it is, just get the right energy and set it there for you. It can be simple, or you can make it as big as you want, but you owe it to yourself to give the next 23 days the best energy that you've got, your best shot at what you want. I want you to have everything you desire. If you haven't read the PDF or gone through the PowerPoint or slideshow, you might do that because that will kind of assist you kind of remembering all the elements that need to come together for that to be the most efficient. Take a deep breath. Okay, some of you have calmed down. So we're going to do, I'm going to go back to that glass ceiling. The glass ceiling of something holding you back. This is a great year to bust out of a glass ceiling. So let's go to wherever you feel a glass ceiling. And if you're being the phoenix or you're being the butterfly, I want you just to see those wings and your expanded self just sort of bust out of it. Just visually feel that move. Take a deep breath as the ceiling breaks. I'm going to talk about self-limitation. Sometimes in order to hold ground, we get a little timid about moving forward. Like if we move forward, we might lose something. So let's go to all the time, spaces, and dimensions that that happened and release that from the body. Release it from the body. And let's invite it back in wherever that empowered part of ourselves is. I think somebody wrote in and said that they felt that they had all their potential outside of themselves. So if you didn't gather all your potential in our first exercise, I'd like you to bring all of those in, all the places where your potential exists that you want to make manifest, and invite that into your heart now. Just allow that to be there. And as you do that, other energy that sort of hung out in place of that potential will just leave. It just dissipates. Take a breath. Okay, it's looking better. I have the sense of guilt. You know, there's a sense of guilt to ask for more with some of you. So all the places where you have not given yourself permission or other people denied entry to you. Let's go ahead and let all those patterns go from all time, spaces, and dimensions. And as a group, 80 million. So we'll do it as a group. 80 million, let's just delete those right through us now. Very nice. All right. So we talked about a resilience earlier, but I also want to say this in more completely. Sometimes we have to shake it off and move on. Now, what does that mean? That means we do take care of everything. Absolutely everything that comes up along the way, and we accept and love it as we move through it. So as someone said that they were not feeling the signs. Now, that's not unusual considering where we are energetically and collectively. Some are getting the signs sooner. Some absolutely know what's going on. Some are very lost. It's okay. I want you to love the part that feels lost or is wondering where the signs are. Let's go ahead and just love them. Love that part that needs the validation, the breadcrumbs, so to speak. But, you know, when we're working in higher consciousness, things can shift instantly. So the need for signs may not be the way it used to be for you. So again, another reason why to have that little playground in place that you can entrust, because through that trust, you can go ahead and you can kind of let go. And the more you let go, the more things appear. And now you're looking less for signs outside, but more for resonance within. Not that one is worse than another. I take everything I can get. But when I feel that resonance from within, that's an amazing shift. Sometimes the signs will disappear as we're moving forward into the resonance, into kind of feeling what feels right for us. Where doesn't it? Can I clear what doesn't feel right? And how does it feel now? Deep breath. Okay. Let's bring in our hidden mastery, the part of ourselves that keeps us back, holds us back, the hidden master. You might find that light within in your hidden master. You might find it outside of yourself, but I'd like you to call it into visibility for you or recognition for you. Let's all do that now. Take a deep breath and allow your mastery to unfold. Some of you did it with the butterfly concept or the phoenix light. Go ahead and just feel that mastery within each one of you. I'll be going to each one on the call and those in replay and just flipping that switch. Sometimes it's just like turning on a switch. You can even use a slider switch like I have in my dining room where I can raise the light in the room just as far as I'm comfortable. So find that place of resonance where you're comfortable as you flip the switch and allow your mastery to show up. That's the ultimate sign. Okay, we're in line with our unconditional acceptance for ourselves. And any place that you're not accepting yourself or you're feeling a rejection, please allow that to go. And allow the unconditional acceptance and love to run through your body. When you're working with something like the Phoenix Light or the Infinite Potential, sometimes that feeling of self-acceptance or unconditional love gets lost in all that. Think of it as your foundation. Just like earlier this year, we worked on a program. It was Ignite Your Creative Soul. And what we talked about in that, which I'll share here, one of the most important things is you must have your foundation of your sincere heart, and unconditional acceptance as the most important thing, and then everything else overlays that creative juice, that creative soul really starts igniting when we're in full self-acceptance. Okay, just allow that alignment to take place for some of you. Aligning that empowered creativity, unconditional love. And our masterful wisdom. all in our upgraded form. So now everybody knows the codes. What's behind upgrade? What do I actually mean by that? It is really the big shift. It's really the overlay through all the physical structure, moving through your entire field, the whole auric field, and the whole torus system, cleaning out and cleaning out and cleaning out. Okay, let's give this a minute. We'll allow it to clean out any parts of yourself that feel like a fraud or not deserving. Very nice. It looks a lot better. We're going to upgrade one more time for everyone ready. All right, everyone, I'm going to take some questions. If you want to take a break, stretch your legs. I'll be back in about a minute. Get yourself a glass of water, and then we'll go into questions. All right, be right back. Hey there, Colleen.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Where are you?
I am back in North Carolina.
Okay, cool.
And I just got back about a week ago. I had a question for you because I saw a movie that when I was with my beloved, and I saw an image of this woman that looked exactly, her body when it was naked was like how I used to be and how I was very happy then, and that's when I was starting my career and everything was coming together, you know. I felt very sexual and alive and everything. And so one of the things I'm working on is body image and also body, you know, rejuvenation.
Okay.
So I was just wondering how that, you know, how I can incorporate that, because I'm having, as you can see, I'm doing a lot of things again in my business. And it's all coming together at one spot, plus I'm in, you know, going to be getting married and moving. So how do I bring all this together and stay in my power and grounded, and also you know, get back to where I think bringing those parts back.
Right.
That I go of the power of everything. So does that make any sense?
It does. It's a little bit of what we started earlier. So let's go through it again. Let's go through it again individually for you. So let's go to that. So I want you to go to that time and place where the body worked, the relationship worked, the sexuality worked, the career worked. Everything was
okay.
In its most ideal state, right? And then I want
mm-hmm.
you to feel that. I want you to feel that really strongly. And it may not be going back. You know, sometimes the going back doesn't work for us. We have to go forward. Or we have to go to
uh-huh.
a timeline where that stayed, right? You
yeah,
know?
That's what I'm thinking. That
yeah.
kind of stayed there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's go to that energy of it. So just allow all these parts to come together. You're kind of operating in a compartmentalized way where, you know, you go here and then you get disempowered and this happens and that happens. But for any moment that you notice there's a disempowerment, there's no reason to do anything. You might as well just stop and just go get that back and go do it because you won't be at your finest energy to create anything. So this is
yeah.
how, this is what I do. And when I find that I have been negligent in that pattern, I'm redoing all kinds of stuff. You know, it's almost everything has to be redone or realigned. So might as well just stop, get it together, and then go back. So pull it all into your core. So let's see the body. Everyone can do this. So everyone can go get their sexy body, their best career, with the whole world in front of them. And I think half of the issue is because we believe in aging, because so collectively we're all supposed to do things a certain way. But you know there's progress in this because 40-year-olds do not look like 40-year-olds did 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have already started shifting. So let's go into this place with you where you looked a certain way. The world was yours. And you had infinite potential ahead of you. And that is the feeling of youth. You have, you know, if something doesn't work, something else will come. I mean, that's the feeling of youth. And you can be much more resilient in youth because you have a sense, that sense that you have everything in the palm of your hand. So I want you to feel that. Let's all get it. Let's all do it together. Where everyone took us seriously. I mean, you know, everyone recognized our empowerment, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can take this, like I said earlier, from a morphic field, a memory, a timeline. It doesn't matter. Just bring it in. And I want you to tell me when you've got it. Some of you already got it. But, Colleen, we're going to wait for you. So just get it where there's no doubt. Because you don't want to be doubting and wondering. You want to get into that. Calm knowing of what that feels like.
I got it.
All right. So let's bring in the Phoenix light, which is just a fun word for the infinite potential upgraded because it's your specific one. So it comes in and it's not going to waste a minute seeking out all the density at this moment. It's going to rebuild, and as it rebuilds and regenerates, it's just going to bust off anything that's in the way of it. There's just no time. It's just too sacred of an energy. So let it just run through, and automatically it just busts off stuff. I actually see it. So just kind of old stuff starts moving through, and the more you allow it, it'll just go through everywhere. It just goes through everywhere. Okay, you need it in your low back too. To feel support. Now, when you spread your wings, you know, either the phoenix wings
mm-hmm.
or the butterfly wings, that's your taking flight in the world and your connection to resonant energy around you. You know, the career that works, the clients that work, the music that works, the place
mm-hmm.
of residence, you know, all of it. And you don't have to worry about it. This just sort of automatically helps move things into place because it's your intelligent, your infinite mastery, your intelligent self doing the work. And to the degree that we don't believe we're masterful, we resist it. And to the degree that we feel less than or not deserving, we resist it. So allow the energy and give it permission to go into the places that are still reside in you, that do not believe in your mastery. Very nice. Very nice, very nice. How are you feeling?
So peaceful.
Yeah. So there's something else that's going to come out of your solar plexus, darling. And do you want me to help you push that out now, or do you want to just give it a little
time? Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
No, push it out.
All right. And that's other people's ideas of identity that sort of devastated you. Other people's ideas of who you are and your limitation. Let's go ahead and let that go. Men mostly. Okay, very good. Very good. Beautiful.
Oh,
how are you feeling?
Oh, so good. Wow, right there in the, you know, in the solar plexus, I feel so light. It feels like it's empty, but it's filled with light.
Yes.
So
this is you. This is your alchemical shift in evolution. And it can only happen because it is you in a masterful part of you. We are so much more magnificent than we think we are, or that we pretend we are, or that we act that we are. And part of it is this overlay of, am I deserving or am I not deserving? So let's let that be. You're beautiful. Thank you so much for raising your hand.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for holding the space.
All right. Well, everyone did it with you. Very cool.
Did I know? Right. Like I feel it.
All right. Let's move to the next caller. Okay. Area code 614. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Hello? Oh, I think I lost you. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. And the person who disappeared, you can call back if you'd like. Let's go to area code 443. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Sherry. This is Lena.
Hi, Lena.
Hi. How are you? Thank you.
Good.
Because I'm at work, everything for me is a little bit like on the nerve. Yes, I still having this energy, even though know if it's mine, but it's kind of like my head, my nose, my eyes, my ears, my throat, and my heart right now area.
Okay. All right. And describe the energy for me again.
I don't know. I can hear it.
It's like a buzzing sound?
No, it's actually, it's saying stuff like, I'm not good, I'm leaving, I'm staying, it's good with you, it's not good with you, it's good with them, it's bad with him. I mean.
Oh, okay. All right. So take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like a collection of voices of people from your past, or is it kind of like that?
I'm not sure if it's from the past. I was trying to talk to it, but it kind of drained me. It's nothing. It's like, you know, it's mostly like lies. Everything
yeah.
is saying it's not something that I need to hear.
Okay, so let's go to neutral on it. So everyone, I know that there's like an entity series running out there, and so everyone can kind of go through this. If you're feeling something first, well, so let's go into neutral. So let's strengthen you to all the parts of yourself that are bothered by it. All the parts of yourself that are distressed by it. All the parts of yourself that feel drained by it. Go to all time, spaces, and dimensions where you felt drained by others' messages and strengthen yourself for that. So again, we'll bring in that light. And strengthening is that alignment, bringing in the light to go ahead and overlay all the places that felt that, and also to transmute and go through and regenerate that belief within the tissue. So it's moving through the brain now, and we'll stay there. So I'm going to go ahead, and I think there is something for you, and, you know, obviously I could just move it away, but I think there's some connection that I need you to get stronger to so it doesn't come back for you. So let's go to all the places where you feel attached to it and bring those in to your heart. Your parts that are resonating with it and love that. Okay. And the place where it feels cursed, do you kind of feel cursed a little bit?
I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going into all time, spaces, and dimensions where you were cursed, which is basically a repetition of something over and over again before it takes, so it takes on its own field, and the more people play with it, the stronger it gets. Let's go into any time that might have happened for you and the fear of disempowerment that caused you, and let's love that part. Okay, you feel a lot stronger to it now. So I'm going to go ahead and remove some of the things that are funding it into the light. And then the field, the morphic field that's around it, we're going to move that into the light. And I want you to feel, because I don't mind teaching at all, I want you to feel who you are without it. Good. Hold that strong. The part of you that's hypersensitive to it, let's go neutral, deleting all attachments. And we're going to bring in unconditional acceptance. Any place that your body is accepting messages from that. And exchange it. So can you, like, expand like a butterfly expands or a phoenix expands and let it kind of burn through that? Can you do that for me? Or do you feel disempowered?
It's shaking my body pretty strong.
It's shaking it, or your body's shaking because it's been shifted?
No, it's kind of shaking me.
Now, did that just start, or has it been shaking for a while?
It does it sometimes, yes, it does.
Okay, let's go ahead and just move. or to disentangle it. Stay strong. And just breathe into the shaking. How are you feeling now?
Feel a little bit shaky.
How do you feel about the voice?
It's more, something's still there on the back of my head.
Okay. Did a lot leave except the back of your head is how you feel?
I feel a little bit better right now, yes. A little bit better.
Here we go. We'll just blow that off for you. Which isn't that easy because it's really deep in. So let's clean that out. Can you stay focused on that empowered center for me? So I'm going to strengthen you to all enmeshments. Can you go ahead and ask it to go to the light, Lena? Tell it that you no longer want it, and it's going. Can you do that?
To say go to the light?
Yes, we're opening up a light channel, and we'll just send anything remaining off.
Please go to the light.
Ask it if it knows it's in your body.
Ask what, excuse me?
Ask it if it knows it's attached to your body.
Somewhere shaking on neck and head.
You are?
No. I think it's in the neck.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Okay, did you ask it if it knows it's there? Ask it what its name is.
It's my body. Yes.
Okay, ask it why it's there.
Why it's here? It's saying, I don't want to say anything, I don't want to tell you.
Tell them that it has to leave if it doesn't want to tell you.
You have to leave if you don't want to. No, I said it.
Okay. It's losing its power. Okay. So I want you to go into that little thing that you're feeling, and the part of you that is attached to it, I want you to take the battery out, your battery out of it. Just in your mind. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to disempower it. We're going to take that and just pull it in and let it float away. There we go. I'm going to bring in some more energy for you. A waterfall of light. And we're going to clean off in several directions. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better.
Good. So
I put
all this down, and I did it in long form because I know this has come up before. So you can kind of, have a sense of it, of ways that you can work with it yourself. But the power always has to be in you in order to let go of something that feels attached. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you.
All right. Next caller. 781.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you for this
wonderful call.
You're welcome.
So I'm feeling like...
Who is
I'm
this?
Starting to, my name's Natalia.
Hi, Natalia.
So I'm starting to exercise more and do more towards moving in my business, coaching, speaking, creating classes.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I move, the more pain I have in my joints and my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working with trying to release whatever resistance is there.
Okay.
And I know it's also in my abundance because every time I catch up on my money, I have a big house expense that happens.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's all together.
Feeling. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now, let's go on that self-imposed limitation. All the places that you're having that self-imposed limitation, let's go ahead and let that go. I think we need a boost of confidence, so let's get the confidence shot going. So let's go to all the places where you believe that you want to get ahead, but you're kind of not sure you're going to be able to. Does that feel right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that part that kind of is not so sure you can is part of your mental limitation that you have. So let's love the part that feels that way and go in and we'll get the soul piece that's attached in there and allow the mind to go into the greater mind. The infinite potential. So as we bring in the infinite potential for your physical body and your money to begin working, let's look at this. Matching progress with the bill. Progress with the bill. So that's part of your limitation. So you're an excellent manifester because you manifested that. I mean, how unique is that to always get a bill that matches what you make, right? So I want you to just give yourself credit for your ability to do that. And now let's take the next step and go ahead and expand that and shift it where this time your what you manifest is beyond your bills. So you're gaining financial ground. And as I say that, I can see quite a few places where you feel like you don't deserve to gain financial ground. So let's go and clean those off. And I feel like other people gave you those messages too. Did you grow up that way?
Yeah.
Okay. So all the messages that you got from all the generations before you, let's go in for you and anyone else on the call. You can always kind of play along at home. So let's go ahead and just go ahead and allow the Phoenix light to flow through all of your generations that are impacted by that and holding you back. So some part of our child self, our young self that needs to conform in order to be accepted doesn't allow us to jump out of the paradigm. We want to have everybody come up with us, you know, like the saying, high tide raises all boats. But sometimes we have to break out and just to prove that it can be done and as an example to other people. So there's different energies at work here. And some part of you is very devoted to raising the tide for everyone. But not everyone may not want their tide to be lifted. And so we have to be brave. We have to get to that part that we allow our individual self to come out and be masterful. So can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and let go of all the places where it's limited. I am releasing my limitations. And I now turn that great creative force that was so magnificent in creating money to match every bill, and I'm turning it to where my finances surpass my bills. Deep breath. Okay, so let me look at your joints. They seem to be hydrated. How are the oils in your body? Do you need some more fish oil or something? Flaxseed, something? Omega-3?
Probably.
I feel like it needs like a fish oil or omega-3. There's other forms to get it. So look at what will kind of assist there. And let's go for and allow that to work in. So let's bring in the light for your knees. Do they hurt now? Is it your knees?
It's usually my hand, my wrist, and my elbow, and then my neck and spine. It's rarely my knees. Usually if it's my knees, it's because I'm wearing shoes that don't support me anymore.
All right, let's strengthen the energy running through there now. What's your pain level now?
Well, now I feel tingling. It's probably like a 6.
Okay. So let's see if that feels right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. I got you at a 4. Which, in my way of looking at it or my way of feeling it. So let's go ahead and strengthen 6 to 5 to 4 and 4 to 3. To 2 to 1 to 0. Okay, big breath. So their perception is a little hypersensitive. So we're going to align your perception to your new goals of movement without pain. And I'm going to bring that light in everywhere. Through the spine. It sounds like you've got mostly upper body. So we're going to go through the spine. The spinal cord, the hands, and the elbows actually are the most limited. So what is going on with your elbows? Carrying stuff for others. So let's delete all the places that you've carried others' burdens as your own. That was shifted. Did you feel that?
I feel that as a tingling in my palm. I don't feel it in the elbow.
Okay. Well, wherever you're carrying is fine. Sometimes a hand will also weaken an elbow. What is your pain level now?
2.
Beautiful. So 2 to 1, 1 to 0. When we're used to carrying something for a long time, a debt, a pain, it's just inconceivable that it could completely go away. And so our body supports that belief. And I understand this because I've had this. So for everyone on the call that has that, it's kind of inconceivable, or I can't quite believe, or I can't quite get there. Again, go ahead and bring in that magnificent part of you that remembers what it's like to be pain-free and mobile and have the world in front of you and to be able to know that if something doesn't work, there'll be another option. Total resilience. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in your question. I'm glad your level went down.
Yeah, thank you very much for the help.
You're welcome. Okay, let's move to our next caller. Hey, Katie. Hi, Katie.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
How are you?
I am great, thank you.
Good, good. Did you have a question?
I do. My question surrounds just the, I mean, I know it's a feeling of worthiness, but, you know, similar issues to what others are talking about, but it's around money and I get situations where money is supposed to show up and I earn money, I get hired to do jobs, and then all of a sudden, and I make commitments based on that, and then when it's time to fulfill the payment or the commitment, suddenly the money either doesn't get paid, it gets delayed, or for whatever reason, you know, the money doesn't show up. And it is a pattern that's been going on for a number of years now.
Okay.
And it's like what happens is all of a sudden I'm overwhelmed with busyness, and it's just this really crazy thing, and I've done a lot of work on it, but I just can't seem to clear it.
Okay. So so sometimes when there's like a heavy thing that we've had a long time, it is the it has to be disentangled. So let's just go ahead and disentangle all the issues with that so we can see them more clearly. So are you saying you do the work for the client and then they don't pay you, or it's a bid that they don't pay you?
Well, it's a combination of the two. Either it gets delayed or they decide a lot of times they get fearful, or the job goes away, or a lot of times they get afraid, or their expectations are so unrealistic. And you know, it just happened this past week where I have, you know, I was hired to do some work. And it was, I'm like a kind of a third party contractor. Someone else brought on this client. They assigned her to me, and the client went into complete and total panic mode, and started expecting me to be there 24/7. I couldn't fulfill that. And, so it was, well, we're going to assign this to somebody else. And so, oh, and thank you for the fact that you've done all this work, but we're not going to pay you for that. And so it's happened before where, you know, I'm hired to do something, and then, again, the client panics. And there's all kinds of different reasons that happen.
Okay,
the money goes away on the side of the client, so that the funds dry up, so I do the work, and then I don't get paid.
Right, so, working for free. Okay,
yeah.
So obviously deserving here. But let's go to – do you have a contract with these people?
This isn't just one people. Yes and no. I mean, yes, but this is a pattern. It's not just with one client or one person.
No. So yes, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
So
but
yes.
you in your business, you have a contract that
yes.
clearly states what you will do and what you'll get paid and what expectations are, you know, reasonable.
Yes.
Like 24/7. Like, what is that? You're not a robot. Okay,
yeah.
So let's take a deep breath, and let's go into all the places, and for anyone else where we're connecting with people where their expectations are out of alignment, and so somehow they're hooking in you and you're hooking in them. We call that a cord, or people do, but it's some sort of agreement where you are bringing in people who are going to disappoint you and cause you to work and not get paid. And I feel a little anger in there. Where is that? Is it okay to be angry?
You know, I don't necessarily feel the anger, but I guess I am angry. Because I guess I am.
It's very. So we got to get that out. So
okay.
It's actually in your chest. So I want you to get deep in your body.
Okay.
And then just allow that to start moving out. Okay. So I want you to actually, you need to have to feel this. So all the other people on the call who are sensitive to anger, just want you to just feel that white light around you. But I want you just to let this go, Katie. Just kind of get in there and let that energy and the pattern of being abused and used and undervalued go by other people and yourself. Okay, so just let that go. So you're going into... I think some of it, it's always our own pattern, correct? But
yeah.
To access our own pattern, sometimes we have to see it in the outer. So as you see it in the outer, just go ahead and push. Just push that out. get that sense of value in there. And as that we'll call it the Phoenix light, runs through you in that area of your body that's holding the anger for being undervalued and used and not, what would you call that? Just not dishonoring, really. Dishonored? Discarded?
Yeah, discarded. I think actually discarded is what I feel.
Yeah, abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this abandonment pattern is interfering with your career. So all the places that you feel abandoned, so you're going the whole length of emotion, and that whole length of emotion goes from the shock of abandonment up to the anger of the discord, so of the discarding. So all of the whole thing is there. So let's see if we can get the pattern out all at once and let all the roots go and bring in the Katie that actually knows how to attract the right clients, that doesn't hold this pattern of continuing to connect with people who are just too green to have a reasonable expectation. And who do not fulfill their bills. They change their mind. They still should be paying for time. Okay, let that come in. That's on them, not you. Let that go. Let that go. How are you feeling? You feel a little bit more empowered to me.
I do. Yeah, definitely. I definitely do.
So before you start interacting, I want you to get to this feeling. And, you know, so an old pattern that's been around for a long time, it has the ability to instantly shift. But you'll know when you don't feel this way that you have to just do a little more cleanup work. And so get back to this and just keep releasing until it becomes, you know, like washing your hands, until it becomes completely a pattern of progress for you. And letting go. So I think you have to go to, you're going to be aligning with different types of clients. That's it. They can be as flaky as they want. You're going to be going for a more respectful clientele. How does that feel?
Perfect. Yeah, but I feel like the shift. It's just like, because you're right, it was right in my chest. It was just like this big, huge, like, you know, steel block that was there. And it just like, it couldn't be moved.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, when you do that, you can go into bringing in somebody new. And the one that, you know, like maybe you need another one in the gap before some other job or something happens, just keep turning that over to that infinite potential and feel how it feels when you have that client. And when you go into trust is a little bit like a knowledge, a knowing that it's going to come. And it doesn't mean that we, you know, sit on the couch and eat Cheetos and wait for it. It does mean that we go and that we keep going through our day with that. It's almost like a secret. That's how I feel it. It's like a sacred knowing within that these things are in motion and the world is conspiring in your favor. And although you have this other history, that's done because you're not carrying the pattern that could possibly attract it anymore. Make sense?
It makes total sense. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Let's go on to our next caller. 041. Hi there. Hello. 041.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, I was caught unawares. I was expecting something else. My name's Linley. Hello.
Hi, Linley.
No, I was forgetting. I was calling on my mobile instead of the landline.
Okay, that's all right.
So far everything has felt fantastic. You know, big shifts for each person who's called in. I'm not sure where I still stand on where I had started. I've obviously improved, but there's been lots of cult stuff in this life and past lives that certainly sort of felt like a net that's trapped me.
Uh-huh.
And with traumas and abuse and so on, I have some rather weird constructs around survival and safety, security, protection. So I would like to sort of unravel that as much as possible.
Security and protection constructs that no longer serve you?
Yeah, I've been working on safety issues for a long time, but it's still coming up, and hopefully this is, you know, the end of it.
okay.
Yeah, but the survival things, the safety, security, protection.
Protection feels like the weakest one to me. You feel to me. Is that how it feels to you? A sense of not feeling.
Well, I've done a lot of work on the first two, so I suppose I've sort of, because I've concentrated on the safety thing so much and thrown in security and, yeah, it might be protection is the one now that
okay,
I need to
focus on. Okay, so let's talk about protection. So sometimes protection, we think of building like a big wall around us or, you know, super this and super that or these kinds of things. But the most important thing we can do for protection is have a proper alignment. And then we also need to have a sense of all of our pieces inside of us. So it's mostly like containing our empowerment is the most important thing. So let's go to all the places where you felt disempowered by how you contain your energy. And that's a net in itself. And so let's let that go. And we'll allow the light to come in. We'll call it our infinite phoenix light of your potential. And allow that to begin to dissolve any nets that keep you separate from yourself, separate from your empowerment, and separate from your sense of security, protection, and I think you have a lingering memory. I see you kind of shaking and concerned and fearful. Okay, so let's go into
all the places. There's a lot of terror, sheer terror.
Let's go into that. Terror? Did you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So any pattern of terror. So if I look at the phoenix, so this for those of you who are learning this technique, you see the phoenix light on you now. It will not go in your spinal cord very well when we talk about this subject. And so can you just take a deep breath and allow the light of you to go through your body and up and down your core and remove the pattern of terror? Because the more we're afraid, the more we'll bring in things to be afraid of. Okay, move up and down. How are you feeling?
I feel better, but I know there's a part of me that's still holding something separate.
Okay, what is it? What's missing? A piece of you?
I think an innocent part.
Okay. Let's go find your innocent part that left when you were terrified. For anybody who had an innocent lost part, you can go ahead and do this as well. Go ahead and call that part that's ready to return. So in order to restore a soul piece, there has to be a receptive ability to take it in and integrate it. So I want you to go to your core and strengthen. And we'll use the heart as the doorway. And the part that's protected the heart from terrifying things, but also walled out your innocence. Let's go ahead and allow this to come back. How are you feeling?
I can feel myself keeping, well, I'm aware of when I'm doing it now. I'm leaving my body a bit and I need to sort of keep bringing myself back in.
So rub your tailbone and just bring it back in now.
Something feels more complete, and I'm not really sure how to describe it.
That's okay. Complete is good, right? That's what you wanted. So that's a good start. Are we talking soon, one-on-one?
I think next week.
Okay,
we've got a one-on-one.
We'll clean up whatever is left. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, our next caller. It's Doreen. How are you, Doreen?
Hi.
Hi. Nice to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you in advance for everything.
You're welcome.
I had two questions. Both concerning me, I suppose. I want to understand, with this energy, with all that we deal with, you've gone into stuff regarding entities and generational, and I know two things for myself, where one is you're only like able to succeed to a certain level, and it runs, you know, within my family, my immediate, you know, family, me, my brother, my sister, and I know my mother used to say, oh, it's a curse, whatever, but she's gone now, and there's nothing we can do, and you know. Because it's very strange how no one has ever really, no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, you're not able to succeed or get past a certain level. And I think what always preserves us is the massive spiritual work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted some insight on that. And then also, I've had this lower back pain. It's been now for about a month. To the point, I mean, it's very, very, very severe. And then on the left side of it's like someone is squeezing me.
Or
there's like a knife stuck there. To the point where, you know, mostly in the mornings, I have to slide out of bed. And then eventually it will go away. I mean, I even went to, you know, a holistic chiropractor. It was so bad, I said, okay, I have to go to a real doctor. I got to take x-rays. I don't want to be spiritually stupid. Something may really be wrong. So there's just so much pain. And nothing takes it away. I was told there was possibly some grief. But I feel I've been in grief my entire life sometimes. And fear, as you were talking about traumatic stuff, I was like, wow, I was kind of like raised in fear. For the things we've been doing, I've been going to parallel universes to find that, you know, ideal person, which is funny because I'm writing a script on that now.
Very cool.
When I said that, I was like, that's my script. No one said that. I have to finish my script.
Inspiration from a group. So what is the most important thing you want me to work on today?
My back.
Okay. So I just want to say something about the group holding you back. Your family has a loving quality of comforting each other. And when everyone's sort of held back a little bit, that's kind of a way they can fulfill that. Does that sound right to you?
No.
You are not
because
comforting each other?
Yes and no. I mean, it's just like me and my sister, my brother now. He doesn't speak to us. But it's just such a strong observation of what has not been able to happen.
Okay.
It's like my sister went to medical school and she's never been able to practice. And myself as a, you know, writer, as a performer, even when I've said, okay, I'll just get a job in corporate America, for all the works that I do, for everything that I do, effort and, you know, 112%, and even for spiritual work that's in there, nothing really goes.
Okay. Let's start with your sister. Let's start with your sister. Let's bring in the infinite potential for her to be able to utilize all of her gifts and delete all obstacles in the way. Spirit. It's holding back to please others. I don't know where that comes from, but she's carrying it. Is it her? Is it someone else? I can't really do a big thing for someone not on the call, but let's go ahead and strengthen her and just do a big washout and see how far that takes her with just a new direction. So let's go to you. So you have this sort of non-supportive thing. So
yeah.
That comforting each other is still alive when I feel it. Is it your ancestors that have passed on? Your ancestors that passed on. It's sort of like a pleasing you. It's kind of like a pleasing thing. Yeah. So let's So let's go to your back. What number is the pain of your back right now? Is it? You said your low back.
Yes, and it's funny because at first when I got the question, it's not hurting now, but it has started to hurt.
Right. Okay. What's the number? 1 to 10.
I would say right now it's at a 7.
Wow, that's huge. Okay, so right in your low back then? Tell me what hurts. Is it to get out of bed, to sit, to move? What?
Right now I'm just sitting and it's hurting. It's just the pain. It's that tingling pain. In the morning, it's very hard to get out of bed. And it's like I might as well be like 112 years old, you know. It's like,
those old ancestors that want to comfort. Okay, so let's remove them. Everybody's degeneration from your field. So let that light come in. So you didn't feel the light go down there earlier, did you?
Mm-mm.
Let's do it now. Will you allow the light to come in and transform all the parts of yourself that are still feeling this pain? Say yes.
Yes, I was saying yes just quietly. Yes. Yes.
Shout
yes.
it out. Okay, here we go. Got a lot of imprints here. I'm going to take off 250,000 imprints. I'm going to go to all time, spaces, and dimensions where the mobility that you are attached to other people who are not mobile, or you yourself are not mobile, or caused other people to not be mobile and have lower back pain. I see you actually riding a horse once, and your horse actually stepped on someone. Let's go ahead and bring all of those pieces of yourself that still haven't neutralized those experiences and that believe in degeneration and not having enough to come back. I probably did too many at once. But if I put them all on this recording, you can go ahead and redo them one by one. Here we go. Let's see what we do with this big group one. See what you will allow. Okay, good. Okay, let's see what else. People thinking of each other, another part of that comforting thing, and the people even passed on. So let's go ahead and strengthen everybody to everyone else's thoughts, which means we'll just bring in another light to kind of move through. Strengthen all the times that there's some sort of sex limitation here. So let's go ahead and strengthen you for all the times that felt limiting.
All right.
For pain in the low back. Disentangle. And we'll go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. It starts getting weak at 3 for me. What is your number now for you? What is your perception?
I feel it's
whatever is real.
I'm really at a two. Like a two.
Okay, good. So 3 to 2 is already did it. 2 to 1 and 1 to 0. Okay, so the part of you that resists going all the way to pain-free. So the phrase, the struggle continues. Let's go ahead and lift that up to... You get what you want, and the struggle can go. Okay, let's go ahead and see if we can elevate some of these old messages that the body interprets literally. Update that. That kind of shocked something in you, so let's let that, the shock come back to elevate above. And still be a part of. Okay. I feel tears behind that. How are you doing?
I'm okay. it's like there's a part I can feel resistance. Because
yes.
It's like a little part that's kind of like throbbing there. And it's like, come on, what are you? What are you
in your back?
Mm-hmm. And that same little section, like there's one little piece.
One little piece. Okay, let's test you. Somebody else? Yes. Let's go ahead and just move it out. Representing the struggles of your people in your family and your community.
Could this be my ex-husband?
It could be. How are you doing now?
It has softened.
Good. Well, I'm glad the pain has improved. Thank you, Doreen.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, let's go to our next caller. 614.
Hello?
614? Hi. How are you? Hi there.
Yes, it's Amita. Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm talking to you.
Yay.
I'm sorry,
you?
I missed your name again.
Amita.
Amita, how are you?
Yes, I'm awesome. Great. I just wanted to share some celebration because it's my birthday today and I've been really showered with gifts and financial gifts, unexpected ones. So I just wanted to share that with the group. And
oh, thank you. Please share and happy birthday.
Yes, and I just wanted to pass it on to Moria because he had a bit of a struggle to come onto the call.
Okay.
Yeah, hi.
There.
Hey. It was very interesting. I think it took us maybe half an hour, 40 minutes of dropping in and dropping out. And Amita actually, had the call before, but then it just got disconnected again. So it was kind of a lot of struggle somehow, and I kind of... Yeah, gave up at some point, but then we got on again anyway. With that, I felt a lot of anger and maybe even rage and frustration. So I thought that's very interesting. And kind of, I don't know, I guess it's symbolic of I don't know, blockages or limitations or struggle, something like that.
The sense of being cut off or not getting what you want. And that might be kind of a good step for another healing because, shifting, another shifting, because what we want is to bring up all of this, you know, the stuff that's just sort of in there. So all the places that you felt that frustration, the rage, the being cut off, not allowed, not getting what you want, being separated from something you were attempting to have, let's go ahead and find that in your body. And I feel like there's actually some empowerment in that and some old stuff leaving. So we'll allow the strength to be in your core, that empowerment. The rest to leave. Beautiful. So where are you feeling it in your body?
I don't remember before exactly what it was. It was kind of, frustration and anger and, not getting it also because it was, I was, you know, putting in the same code that got in again and then it got disconnected and the system was saying it's not accepted. It's like, what? That just didn't make sense. But now what came up a bit after was kind of a really strange pain in the heart.
That disconnection. Okay, so let's go into that part that feels disconnected. Delete. And let that move out. We'll let that, the light, we're working with the Phoenix light, just go move through. Dissolving any heart wells, letting any densities leave that don't belong to you. A a sense of feeling unfulfilled? Okay. I also feel like a little bit of an empowerment outside of yourself or something limiting your ability to feel empowered. So let's invite in all the parts of yourself that feel like you were limited in having what you needed and allow that to come back to you.
Hmm.
Okay, so now I'm seeing a lot of emotion in this part, the soul piece out there, and we're just going to keep loving with unconditional love till we get to that part. Frustration, all the things you said.
Mm.
And we'll bring this back so there's more connection. Very nice. How are you?
Yeah, it feels better.
It's syncing up.
Mm.
Okay, so the part of you that kind of tightens and tenses, which there's some good reason for that, but let's go ahead, that's healthy, but we'll allow that part to come into the soul. There you go. So you're living the mastery of yourself. We're always connected. So for all of us who have the illusion of disconnection, let's go ahead and let that go. Good. All right. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. So 041. I'm sorry, we lost you earlier, but you're back. Hello? 041. I don't have a name.
Hello.
Hi. Mm. Who's this?
Oh, I did speak to you earlier, and I thought I'd taken my hand down.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you so much. I'm sorry about that.
No,
what
well,
is your name?
Lindley.
Lindley. Okay, thank you, Lindley. We'll put your name in, so we'll keep up with it. Thank you. All right. So
thank
let's
you.
Go to Anna Karen.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. I feel this energy very light. Loving it.
Oh, good, good, good.
I feel I'm a pretty lonely person. I know people, but I don't have any close friends.
Okay.
I would very much like to have, and I want that, but it's hard. I don't let people in.
Okay, so let's go to that part of you that resists good friends, probably because you've had some experiences that, you know, sort of make you wall up a little bit. Would that be the case?
Yeah, I've been lonely. I've been a lonely child and been that way.
Yeah. So let's bring in the phoenix-like, the infinite potential part of you that knows how to make good friends. Friends that you love being with, who love being with you. I'm actually seeing like an infinity loop in a honeycomb around you. And we're going to fill those in with people who enjoy your company and you enjoy theirs. But it's not a burden either way. Okay, let's go ahead and fill that in. And imagine how you feel if you have a cup of tea or coffee with someone, or go to lunch with someone, or enjoy the company of others, that feeling of being surrounded by people who appreciate you and you appreciate them. Deep breath. So let's go to all the experiences where I feel like you had a shocking friend experience. So let's, and I feel the remnant of that through the heart. So I'm going to go ahead and take that layer out, if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to bring back the part of you that was shocked by a friendship. So we'll go any time, space, or dimension where having a having friends was dangerous or unhealthy or didn't work for you. Or your affection towards another caused them harm or you harm. And that could be, you know, when people are tracked down for relationships or whatever. Let's go to any time, space, and dimension. I do feel a big heaviness here. And let's bring in that part of you. That was judged harshly by the company you kept. And paid a really big price for it. So a lot of that shock is starting to melt. How are you feeling?
I feel a little bit lighter about it, but I think about people. I still feel like I do want the company, but I don't.
Right. Right.
Or them being too close. But I really miss close friends.
Right. So for this, we have to work on both sides. We have to bring in the part of you where it was dangerous. So let's go. So we did that. So let's bring it. So we're going to take what we can because it's a call. So we'll just go as deeply as we can. So the part that misses other people, let's go ahead and love that part, because as we're missing and wanting and longing, we push things away further. So let's go ahead. And it's the same with money. If we want it or miss it or long for it, then we just are creating more of it. So just allow that to come back, the part of yourself that's funding that missing, and let's love that part. And then let's go to, okay, the part that doesn't want it, that feels like you have to kind of protect yourself and protect them by not being close. That part feels quite disintegrated to me, but I feel like we can call about 35 pieces back. So let's go ahead and just bring these fragments back in. Okay, so there's a jarring experiences, shocking experiences, having to pretend. All the times you had to pretend affection that you didn't really feel, and other times where you felt it but had to pretend you didn't. That needs to be disentangled, and let's bring those pieces in. Now, because it's a call, I'm not able to, I'm going to get the process in motion, but if you'll go back and continue to do these parts, I think you'll make more progress. So some of it's syncing up. And just before we continue with another caller, I want everybody just to bring in their soul pieces that they're ready to integrate. So it just work you've done, whatever work you did before the call, after the call, just go ahead and allow that to come in, those pieces to come in now. Beautiful, beautiful. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling very light.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll go to our next caller. 954.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Sherry. This is Atia.
Hi, Atia.
Hi. Okay, there are three issues, and I guess you can pick whichever one. One has to, the two physical problems are, one has to do with my adrenal glands. I suffered a lot of depression in the past almost decade, and a two-year bout with clinical depression, in which sometimes I literally could not move, mm-hmm. and my adrenal glands had almost complete adrenal failure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still bothering me. And the other thing, the issue that came up around the same time was my lymphatic system. It's pretty stagnant.
Okay.
It wasn't before.
Okay.
And the other thing is that something really weird happened right before the break,
mm-hmm.
before we got part of the call. We were
mm-hmm.
doing something, and I don't remember what, but I think we were imagining creating something. And I got a really big no in my head.
Okay.
I'm not really sure if that's self-sabotage, because usually the egoic voice sounds very different to me. This is a very deep, heavy, like, male voice.
Mm.
And I was asking myself, oh, yeah, can I have this? Can I create this? I was in a really good space for you, right? And I got, boom, no. I don't know where that came from.
Okay. So I'm going to take this a different direction.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and open your heart.
Okay.
Let's go to all time, spaces, and dimensions that someone told you no, or you ever had to, or you had to deny yourself, or you chose to deny yourself. And let's look for the fractal pieces that are ready to align and come home. And bring those in. So I do feel like one was really kind of like chased down by a heavy rules, you know, really strong rules that kept you where you were. Okay, let's go ahead and bring this in. So you're probably really, are you good at self-limitation?
Am I good at self-limitation?
Yes. Have you succeeded in that?
Yeah, fortunately.
Okay, but you're a creator, right? So if you created that, you can create something different. Now, I can say this, we cover this in the abundance other modules or calls and in the playground. If we ask for something that we know is going to sabotage us, you know, we're kind of like asking all those things to come up. Now, there's a time and a place to ask for things that are going to sabotage us. And generally, I kind of do things sort of incrementally because it's worked really well for me. And occasionally, I just sort of know when it feels right to do the big ask. And other times, you know, I'm just looking for 20-30% improvement until I get there. But I'm always asking for the best, but I know where my goal kind of is. So for you, tell me what it is you're wanting to create.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm in a place in my life. Do I have to pick one thing? Because it's like everything.
What do you think brought up the no?
What I've been focusing on the past few months, I switched from it last year, switched from focusing on love, 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 to
mm-hmm.
money.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I didn't have a job, I didn't have anything. And I sort of needed to get that. So
mm-hmm.
I realized probably, I wouldn't say a mistake, but I've self-corrected. And that's what I'm focusing on. I think if I focus on that, I think everything, you know, start with self-love, then everything will,
right.
will come along.
That is
so,
often quite true. So self-acceptance, adrenals. So your adrenals, why are you, do you feel like you're in adrenal failure right now? Because they feel pretty okay.
No, because I was literally like passing out all the time. You can like literally feel it, like being
uh-huh.
unplugged, like having the wind knocked out of you, but from your lower back where the adrenals are.
Okay, so
bad.
I think you're good now. And your lymph, let's go ahead and strengthen a lymph. Do you get the big no on that?
Yes.
You do get it, or it's okay to do it?
No, it's okay to do it.
Okay, let's go ahead and do it. Let's strengthen the lymph. The elimination of everything in your body, helping to purify and clean, will move the light through it to work through all of the ducts, the glands, the tubes, its connection to the circulation, into the digestive drains, into the thoracic drains. Getting something moving for you and everybody on the call who would like a little duct work. Remaking all of the glands, anything swollen or shoddy, just go ahead and we'll just clean that up and get the circulation in alignment. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. So how is your self-acceptance and how's the big no in your head?
I definitely don't hear anything in my head. There's no no.
Okay. You know, it's all right. Just kind of accept that and it will all reveal itself. You know, what it was or what it meant. It doesn't feel.
Well, should I
like
love it?
You should love the part of yourself that denies yourself. So what you need to know is this a regulating part of myself or is this a denial part of you?
Right.
And love both. Love the part that regulates and love the part that denies.
Okay.
Because sometimes there's a confusion. You know, it's like mom saying, no, don't, even though it was a masculine voice, no, don't do that. You know, it's just sort of like an echo. I think that's what it is. But whatever it is, something else or you, you're connected to it. So as you love it, the connection integrates within you and synthesizes, and there's no reason for it to be here. Now, that's a more advanced way of doing your life. It's easy to take things off and send them into the light. But this other way, if I can ease everybody into that a little more, you'll have more mastery over your energy system. So it was nice talking to you today.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see if we have any other hands up. One more. Okay, finally, we'll take our final call. 704, Rhonda.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Great, great. I'm doing well. Sherry, I am new to your work. Had some amazing shifts on the call.
Okay.
A couple of things.
Okay.
I had was denied a promotion about a year ago, and it's just kind of knocked me off kilter. throw me back into the lack of self-worth and not deserving. And then I think the other piece is needing to feel protected and holding on to excess weight. So if any help would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, so let's go. I'm going to strengthen your core. Rhonda, can you give me your words again? How you felt? I feel just devastation, but tell me, there was a lack of protection. What was the other thing?
Yes. I guess just not deserving. No.
Yeah.
Lack of self-worth, self-esteem, all of those.
Okay. Let's go into these. So let's go ahead and open your heart. And let's clear the heart. So we're going to run, I'm going to run some essential dolphin energy through the heart and unconditional love through the heart, just to quicken that, get that moving again. Nice. All right. So let's go ahead and back to the time. That part of you that's feeling invalidated, judged, found lacking, undeserving. And let's go ahead and find the light that's buried in those emotions. That's you. And we're just going to beam that unconditional love on that part of you that was denied, that brought this cascade of feeling. There we go. We'll invite them back into your heart. And we'll just let the love continue and flow and flow. Okay, there's a hidden frozen part. We're into that level now. We're going to let that love go deep. Good. Just accepting, loving, allowing. And that love and those parts are getting ready to come back. I want to strengthen your core to be able to match and accept them. It's like a lot of your light blew out then, and we're going to bring it back. So we'll go ahead and I'll strengthen your core. We'll bring in that infinite self in, the infinite self, the infinite potential, to not be limited by other people's decisions. Good. How are you feeling?
I feel lighter. I do. I feel some opening.
Okay. That's going to begin to synthesize in your core. So every time you're feeling this sense of dismay, loss, any of that, I just want you to go get those pieces and bring them back, because your pattern, it feels like a lifelong one, is just to go along with the disempowerment and even accentuate it. And pieces of yourself that don't want to live that, leave. So we want those to come back so you have an empowered life in your body. So I'm going to bring back all the other pieces that were waiting. It's been a while since you felt some joy.
Yes.
Okay, let's bring those back. for you and everyone else can bring your own pieces back that are missing joy and worthiness. Good. Children who are raised in love in as little kids before the world starts, you know, telling them how they're supposed to feel, feel worthy. And so we want to get back to that playful, worthy part of yourself that knows you're good, knows you have a song to sing, a role to play. Let's go ahead and bring those parts in. That's mastery coming back for you, Rhonda.
Awesome.
Coming right in now. How are you feeling?
Like I said, I feel light. I was actually smiling while you were speaking.
That's
so great.
That's good. I'm so glad that's happened for you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
Yeah, thank you. So, everyone, thank you so much for your calls today. I'm happy to take comments if you have anything you'd like to express of how the information came to you today, or if you know, if you have any suggestions, I'm happy to take those too. I really appreciate everybody being here. Now, for those who are in the 21-23 days, everybody in this call, but maybe not in future calls, I'm going to go ahead and get the grid going. You'll be getting an email every day. People who did it before, some of those emails will be the same, but the energy will be renewed and some of them will be rewritten. We're moving into solstice, which is so beautiful. You just can't ask for a more beautiful time of expansion and growth, certainly in the northern hemisphere. Those of you in the other hemisphere, you're probably going to be going to more of a solid kind of inner feeling, but it's still very, very powerful. So I really appreciate everyone showing up today and showing up for yourself. Thank you, and let's all say aloha and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
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 Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.